Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
The United States President has joined the world of music in paying tribute to Tina Turner, calling her the singer a once-in-a-generation talent following her death at the age of 83. Mick Jagger called her inspiring, warm, funny and generous, while Elton John's description was a total legend and an electric performer. Late wonderful Tina Turner there. Now, Rebecca O'Connor is the only Irish artist to ever win the prestigious European TV competition Stars in Their Eyes in front of over 33 million viewers. Now, she brought her perfect rendition of Tina Turner to life as she wowed the audiences, continuing to do so as well all over the world to packed houses. I'm delighted to be joined now by Rebecca O'Connor herself. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
And really good to talk to you today. Sad news about the passing of the wonderful Tina Turner.
Absolutely horrifying, isn't it? Yeah. Devastated. Yeah.
Tell me about your connection with her. I mean, when did you discover her music? At what stage did you discover her music?
Geez, I was a child. I grew up in Cove in Cork, and when I was about 6 or 7, I was in the bedroom with the microphone, you know, with the hairbrush, backcombing the hair, and the usual. But I was black. I was black. I'm Irish Jamaican. So for me, Tina really inspired me, because, like, she's after inspiring all the artists of colour around the world. And I just found it, I thought I was the only black girl in the village, like, growing up. But when I saw Tina, I was like, oh, she really resonated with me, and that's how it all came about.
Very good. So, you're a wonderful singer, Rebecca, but you'd have to be, because, I mean, she crossed all of the different genres. She started out as a soul singer. She went through rock and roll to rock to pop as well, of course. So it was a very versatile voice, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Very powerful, rough, edgy voice. I'm still trying to perfect it. You know, it's taken me 40 odd years to do it, but love it. Raspy.
And of course the legendary performances as well. I mean, she never gave anything less than 100% when she's out there. The energy was amazing.
The energy's through the roof, all right. Yeah, and the different movements and the acting and the. Yeah, she's electrifying. She's a magnet. Yeah,
of course, as you say, she was a film star as well as everything else. When you consider what happened to her, you know, in her married life with Ike, and, you know, how the treatment of her and all of that, it was remarkable she was able to come back from all of that and become a world star.
I know. Absolutely, yeah. She just kept coming back for more and more and more. You know, she never gave up. She's a fighter.
Yeah. Performing her music to packed houses all over the world, Rebecca, what is that like to get inside her skin and see and hear that reaction from enthusiastic audiences?
to be honest, it's actually quite overwhelming. Especially, like, I'm a tribute act. I don't go out as a, and say, hey, I've seen Eterna. You know, what I do is I never do her in the first person. Mm. I always do her as me. I dress like her, look like her, and sing like her. But I always am adamant to say, like, that I'm Rebecca. And after getting endorsed by her, I feel like it's my duty to go out and just do the best that I can. And for people to come to audiences and pay tickets to see me as a person is just phenomenal, actually. It's mind-blowing,
yes.
You know.
Well, it's a great privilege, I suppose, to be in that position. Have you ever met her, Rebecca?
I've never met her.
Yeah.
Right, I've never met her. But,
yeah. Have you seen her in concert over the years?
Yeah, I saw her in Dublin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a good 2 years back, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that was an amazing concert. It's being remembered in the newspapers today. I believe it was just amazing.
She's fantastic. She's electrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that star quality is so rare, but when you see it, it's astounding, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think with her passing that it will... I suppose that there will be even more people looking for your talent over the next time to remember her music over the coming years. Do you think so?
Yeah, well, I'm actually on tour at the moment, and an awful lot of the venues today have even asked me, will I do more shows over here to the end of June? So, it's been really busy, so I'm just trying to fit in maybe a few more shows now while I'm actually over here in Europe.
Well, brilliant.
It's
sad that we're remembering her today, I suppose, but we wish you the very best with your career, Rebecca. Will it always be Tina Turner for you? Will you be looking to doing your own thing at some point, or how does that work?
I've been at the Tina Turner show for like about 30 years now, when you think about it. So 15 years I'm in Australia and I'm touring with this show. So it's all about selling tickets and getting bums on seats.
Yeah.
So basically, that's what I'm into, and the live performances. And I think that's personally what I like to do. I love the theatres. I love being on that stage, whereas recording was never really a big deal to me.
Right, so it's all about the performance, Rebecca, yeah.
Yeah, mine is more about the being in it, being on that stage, performing live, you know, having the big band behind me, my group and my team. And I love all that. I love the touring side of it, whereas as myself, I don't think it would be... I'd need the record label behind me and all that kind of stuff.
Of course you would indeed. But listen, look at all of the acclaim that you're getting all over the world. Rebecca, it was lovely to talk to you today, and we wish you well.
Thank you.
And thank you so much.
Thank you.
And bye-bye to you now. That's Rebecca O'Connor there. And Rebecca paying tribute to the wonderful Tina Turner in those packed shows right around the world. And we're remembering her today, the passing of the wonderful Tina Turner at the age of 83.
These places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes. And your private dancer, a dancer for money, do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do. I wanna make $1 million. I wanna live out by the sea. faces, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. I'm your private dancer.
The title track to the 1984 album Private Dancer, of course, that song written by Mark Knopfler, but that particular album also includes a song called Steel Claw, which was written by our own Paul Brady, and he's written other songs as well for Tina Turner over the years. Sad news about her passing, but she certainly brought a lot of joy to many, many people for many decades, indeed from the 1960s. All right, we'll take a break. Gardening is on the way.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com. Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
Experience.